The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hei discusses the halachas regarding someone who is a Pitzua Daka, someone who is a Krus Shavcha. There are a lot of different examples. The basic idea is somebody who is Aver, is a Varen, that causes him to enable his wife to give birth. The Eivare Hazera, if they're damaged in a way where he does not have the ability to cause his to have any children, the halacha is that's called a Psua Daka or a Krus Shavcha. In these situations, the Pasuk says, Torah says that Lo Yavu B'Kal Hashem, that a Psua Daka and a Krus Shavcha are not allowed to be Ba B'Kal Hashem. They're not allowed to marry a Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, a regular Jewish woman. Now, the actual Isser of marrying a Ptsua Dak or Krus Shavcha is a Machlokes Rishonim. And in general, this Machlokes Rishonim is a general Machlokes Rishonim by all Isuri Bia, all Isurim in the Torah, that the Torah says that there are certain people that a person is not allowed to marry. So, most Rishonim learn that this doesn't necessarily mean that the only way to be over the Isser is to actually marry the person who the Torah says not to marry. Any Bia, even without a prior Kedushin, is Asr. The Torah says that these are Bia, says these are Isuri Bia, and these are people who you're not allowed to be together with, you're not allowed to live with, irrespective of whether there was a Kedushin, whether they are married or they're not married. Either way, you're not allowed to marry them. There are specific Isurim that the Torah says by the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Ches, says that by comes to Kohen Gadol is over a lot of certain specific people that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry, Amon, Grusha, Halal, and Zoyno. The Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol has a separate Isser to be Mizana with them, even a Bia, and there's an Isser not to marry them as well. And the Gemara has different discussions, and this Machlokes is Rishonim, exactly if this applies only to Kohen Gadol or even to Kohen Hedyot. It's possible that a Kohen Hedyot also has the Isser not to marry them, the people who he's not allowed to marry, and also not to be mizana with them. But Al Kaponim, most Rishonim learn that when it comes to all the other Isuri Bia, the Isurim are only, it's only Osir, it's even Osir to be mizana with them, even without any Kiddush. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bia, Perek Tezvav, says specifically that all Isuri Bia, including what we're discussing here, the Ptua Daka and the Krus Shavcha, the Isur Min HaTorah applies only in a situation where he marries them first, and then he's Baalei. There's an Isur Bia only after a Kiddushin. Now, it's not to say that there wouldn't be any Isur B'chlal if he's Mizana, if he does a Bia's Pnuya without any Kiddushin beforehand. There's discussion whether that's Isser, Isser Deraisa, Isser, Isser Derabon, Akoponim. The Rambam says in order to get Malkus, in order to have a clear Isser Deraisa, the Rambam says it's only when there is a Kedushin beforehand. The Ravid over there, in Hilchos Isuri Bia, Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis, says he doesn't understand this Rambam. How could it be? The Ravid holds like the other Rishonim, and he says, how could it be that this Isser, all the Isuri Torah, are only when there's a Kedushin beforehand? Says the Ravid, can't be, because one of the Isurim that the Rambam includes is the Isur of a Petsua Daka. Says the Ravid, do you know why the Torah asserted, the Torah said a person is not allowed to marry a Petsua Daka? Because if someone marries a Petsua Daka, his wife will know that he's not capable of having any children, and therefore his wife is going to go be mizana tachtov. She's going to go be mizana with somebody else in order so that she will have children, and that will cause her children to be manzer. So by marrying, by a psua dako, Krus Shavcha, marrying somebody, he's causing her to be married manzer. Says the Ravid, if that's the case, it's mistaver that it should be also, even if there's no kedushin. Anytime there's a chashash to be married manzer, says the Ravid, that would be a reason to answer, and therefore the Ravid is coming with the argument on the Rambam that it doesn't make sense to say that the Rambam will say the Isuri Bia would only be when there was a prior Kedushin, even if there was no Kedushin. Says the Ravid, this is the reason why there should be an Isser. Yisuri Bia should apply even biznus, even without any Kedushin beforehand. Now, the Etzim Svar of the Ravid is hard to understand. The Kevus HaMishnah already asks that the Ravid is a little bit difficult, because if anything, the Svar, if the Ravid is giving the explanation for why the Torah asked the Psula Dako, the reason the Ravid gives that a person's wife shouldn't be Mizdana because she wants to have kids, that reason would apply only, or definitely more likely would apply to somebody who's already married. If somebody's not married, so then why would, if it has a bias penuya, why should the woman think that she's going to go and she want to go have children and she'll go be mizana with somebody else? Why is that negated to her? If anything, Merkabah's Mishnah says the Ravid's reason is explaining the Rambam more than he's explaining the Ravid's own opinion. So in fact, Merkabah's Mishnah says he doesn't really understand what exactly the Ravid wants with this. In fact, the Achroinim bring down the Sefer Mayin HaChochma, which is a pirush on the Tarek Mitzvahs. When he discusses this mitzvah of Tzuadak and Kroshavcha, he says that there's an even bigger problem with the Ravid, because the Gemara says by us that even though the Torah says that it's also for Tzuadak and Kroshavcha to marry a regular Bas Yisrael, Isser Lovi Bakol, however, that Isser is only when somebody becomes a Tzuadak or Khrushchev could be the other. It's something that's man-made. Something happens by a day, something that a person did. If the person himself removed the Eva. However, if it was B'day Shemaim, if he was born like that, or possibly if something else happened that wasn't done by a person, B'day Shemaim, the Gemara says that he's still mutter, he's still allowed to marry. Now, if the reason why the Torah asked it is like the Ravid said, that we're afraid that his wife is going to go be Mizana because he can't cause her to have any children, if that's the case, so what should be the difference between somebody, how he became a Petula Daka? What's the difference why how he became unable to have any children? There shouldn't be making it, if the reason why B'nai Shemaim and the other, either way he can't have any children. If that's the case, so then the Torah should answer both of them. If this is the reason, so what's the Ravid saying? In fact, there are some Achronim that didn't say, you see from the Ravid holds that it must be that B'nai Shemaim, it is still possible to have children, which is Shver, it's not much like that from the Gemara. So in any case, we have two very fundamental questions on the Ravid. So the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva 7, Ezra Chedek Aleph, Simen Yudzayin, and he explains at length in Simen Yutes, he brings down this kasha of the Mayin HaChochma, and he says, we're going to explain the Ravid differently. The Ravid meant to say something completely different. In fact, it's very difficult in general to learn out halachas based on Taimi HaMitzvahs. In fact, there's actually a big discussion in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, exactly about how we can learn, if it's possible to learn a halachas from Taimi HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in the Meir Nevuchim and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the fifth Sheresh Hei, the Rambam goes at great lengths to say that it's not possible to learn out halachas from Taimi HaMitzvahs. There is a sheet of Reb Shimon in the Gemara. Reb Shimon is Darish Taimi Likra, and he learns out halachas from the Taimi HaMitzvahs. But we do not paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin like the Chacham. And even though there are Taimi HaMitzvahs, and there is an Inyan to look into the Taimi HaMitzvahs, however, the Rambam Shita is, we cannot learn any practical halachic applications based on the Taimi HaMitzvah. The Ramban Ala Torah, and the Ramban is Pirush Ala Torah, when he discusses the mitzvah of Shuluch HaKein, where the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam Meir Nevuchim, and the Ramban seems to say that it is possible to learn halachas on Taimi HaMitzvahs. It would also seem like that's how the Ramban himself, how he disagrees with the Rambam in his Asogis to Sheresh Hei. Akoponim, but even if we admit that the Ravid is going according to the opinion of the Ramban, and therefore the Ravid says the reason for Petsua Daka, and we're going to learn halachas based on that, that the Isser Petsua Daka applies even to a Pnuyan, and even if there's no Kedushin, still, it's still difficult because we still have the questions, so we don't understand this, so you still have the questions of the Merkabah's HaMishnah and the Mayin HaChochmah. So says the Chasam Sofer, he would like to explain the Ravid differently. That really the Ravid is not coming to explain the reason, time of the Krah. He's not coming to give a reason why the Torah asked it. The Torah asked it for whatever reason the Torah asked it. The different reasons given. That's not why. The reason why the Torah asked it is not Kedeshli Tizne Ishtei Tachtos, that a person's wife should go, it'll cause her to go be Mizana. The Ravid is bothered with something else. The Torah says, when the Torah writes the Isser for a Tzuadaka and a Khrushchevcha to get married, the Torah says, Lo Yovoi Pitzua Daka or Khrushchevcha the Kalashem. Torah says that Pitzua Daka and Khrushchevcha Lo Yovoi, they're not allowed to come the Kalashem. They're not allowed to enter the group of the regular group of B'nai Yisrael. So it says, the Ravid, How, according to the Chasam Sofer, how do we explain this pasuk? What does it mean that a person is ba, a person enters the Kahal Hashem? According to the Rambam is explaining that the lo yovei means you're entering it al yidei the kedushin. If somebody marries a psudaka or a krishavcha, marries a lady, so he's entering the Kahal Hashem, ayidei this marriage. So the Rambam explains the word lo yovei to mean that you're not allowed to get married. Says the Raivi, that can't be. Can't be that the taich, the explanation and the translation lo yovei means that a psudaka and krishavcha is not allowed to marry Vas Yisro. Because what would be, says the Chasam Sofer, if somebody was married and he was not a psudaka and he married a Bas Yisrael, married a Jewish lady, and afterwards something happened to him and he became Tzodaka b'di Odom, he became a Krishovcha, now he's not able to have any children. What would be the halacha? Says the Ravid, if I explain the Pasuk lo yovei to mean that a person is not allowed to enter, and that means he's not allowed to get married, so the issur would be to get married, together with the bias issur that comes after getting married. But to have bias issur without getting married, without the actual kedushin there, without the actual nesuin, is not the issur that the Torah said. It's not lo yovei. So in such a case where somebody got married and then after he got married he became a psuadaka or krushovcha, in such a case, according to the Rambam, the Chasam Sofer says the Ravid's argument against the Rambam is that according to the Rambam you would not be over the sister, and the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that cannot be, because if you're going to tell me that somebody who became a tzedaka now is still allowed to stay married to his wife, now his wife is going to go be mizana, you're going to cause mamzerim to come out. Says the Ravid is not explaining the time of the krah, the reason for the mitzvah of tzedaka. The Ravid is explaining that if you're going to tell me that the isser only applies when somebody gets married, and at the time he gets married he's already a tzedaka, he's already a krushavcha, so now we have a problem. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would come to say that you're not allowed to get married if you're a tzedaka, but once you're a tzedaka you're allowed to stay married. Says the Ravid, it must be that the taich of lo yovei is different. Lo yovei means you're not allowed to be mizana. The iser means the iser is the iser bia, not the iser kedusha. Now, if the iser is an iser bia, says the Ravid, so now einichanami. Even if somebody, when he got married, he wasn't a psuadako, but now if he wants to stay married to his wife, he's not allowed. She'll be also to him. He'll be also to be together with her because there's an iser bia now. It's irrelevant whether the kedusha was beheter or beisr, because the isr is not the kedusha at all. The isr is only the bia. So the Ravid says the Ravid, you see from this svara, he says the Ravid, you see from here, we prove, not like the Rambam, that the isr is not an isr kedusha. Instead, the isr is an isr bia. Now, in point of fact, the Ravid and the Rambam are disagreeing whether you're over the isr min ha-Torah al yidei bia without kedusha. But according to the Chasam Sofer, he seems to say that to imply that would be another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid. The nafkamina would be if somebody, when he got married, was not a tzedaka, and afterwards he became a tzedaka. And there, the Ravid's argument against the Rambam is that l'chayrit should be also. Now, the emes is that it's a mafurisha Mishnah. The Mishnah earlier in the beginning, the Perek and Daf Ayin, Amad Aleph, the first Mishnah, and the Perek says very explicitly that if somebody became a psuadako, then if he's boil his wife, he makes her into a chalolo. So you see clearly that you're over the iser of psuadako, even if at the beginning when he got married, he wasn't a psuadako, there was no problem, it was beheter. And then afterwards something happened to him and he became unable to have children, became a psuadako. So you see clearly from the Mishnah that this halacha is true. The halacha of the Ravid is true. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer writes, it has to be that the Rambam himself is maskim to the Ravid. The Ravid possibly thought that according to the Rambam's logic, he would disagree. And he would say in this situation that it would be mutter. However, but that's true. We see from the Gemara that in fact, it should be asr. An interesting point, that's negeya, this machloik is between the Rambam and the Ravid, how to explain and how to translate the pasuk of lo yovei tzedaka krushavcha b'kal Hashem. We find that in Rashi's Pirush al Torah, the pasuk says lo yovei tzedaka krushavcha b'kal Hashem, and then the pasuk following that says lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem, that there's an iser for a mamzer to marry a Bas Yisrael, and after that it also says lo yovei amoni, also the same two words, the same words lo yovei Tzedaka, Lo Yovei Mamzer, and Lo Yovei Amoni. Rashi on that pasuk of Loyavi Mamzer says Lo Yisi Yisraelis, that he's not allowed to marry Yisraelis. On the next pasuk, Loyavi Amoini, Rashi says Lo Yisi Yisraelis. Again, that the taich, the translation of the pasuk, the explanation is a person is not allowed, if he's Amoini, a ger, Amoini is not allowed to marry Yisraelis. However, the Sifsei Chachamim on Rashi says Rashi did not say these words on the first pasuk, the pasuk of Loyavi Pitzuadaka. When it comes to Pitzuadaka, Rashi is silent. Rashi doesn't explain the pasuk. When it comes to Mamzer and Amoini, Rashi explains Loyavi, that Loyavi means Loyisa, you're not allowed to marry them. It would seem from Rashi that Rashi went out of his way to explain that Pitzuadaka and Krushavcha is possibly different than the Isser of Mamzer and Isser of Amoini. Because when it comes to the Isser of Pitzuadaka, we have the Svar of the Ravid. That the Svar of the Ravid is that you cannot explain Loyavi to mean you're not allowed to marry. It has to mean that even the Bia is also, even the Isser without getting married. And therefore, Rashi didn't explain that Loyavi means not to get married, because it's taka not true. The Isser Loyavi is even without getting married. However, when it comes to Mamzer and Amoini, there the Isser Kataka, we Kataka explain the words Loyavi, that it means you're not allowed to marry them, and that's what Rashi says in those two psukim, that it means Loyisa, a person is not allowed to marry.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.